Chapter 2. Yama continued. The Supreme Self pierced the openings of the senses so that they turn outward. Therefore, man looks outward, not inward to himself. Some wise man, however, with his eyes closed and yearning for immortality, saw the Supreme Self behind. The ignorant go after outward pleasures and fall into the snare of widespread death. Wise men only, knowing the nature of what is immortal, look not for anything stable here among things unstable. That by which we know form, taste, smell, sounds, and touch, by that also we know what exists besides. This is that which thou hast asked for. The wise, when he knows that that by which he perceives all objects while awake or in sleep is the great all-pervading Supreme Self, grieves no more. He who knows the living spirit within, which eats honey, that is, experiences objects as being the Supreme Self, the author of the past and the future, fears no more thereafter. This is that. He who knows Hiranyagarbha, footnote, literally meaning the golden ball of fire, the first manifestation of Brahman, end of footnote, who was the first to be born from the brooding heat. He was born before the five elements of water, fire, air, space, and earth, who, entering into the cavity of the heart of everybody, abides therein and perceives through the elements and the senses. This is that. He who knows Aditi, the enjoyer, and the divinity of all deities, who, arising with prana, breath, or Hiranyagarbha, enters into the cavity of the heart, abides therein, and is born through the elements. This is that. There is Agni, fire, the all-seeing, hidden in the two fire sticks, well guarded like a child in the womb by the mother, day after day to be adored by men when they awake and bring oblations. This is that. And that from where the sun rises and where it goes to set. There all the devas are contained, and no one goes beyond. This is that. What is here visible in the world, the same is there invisible in Brahman. And what is there, the same is here. He who sees any difference between things here or between Brahman and the world goes from death to death. Only by the mind is this Brahman to be obtained. And then there is no difference whatsoever. He goes from death to death who sees any difference here. The person, Purusha, of the size of a thumb, stands in the middle of the self, body. Knowing him as the author of the past and the future, one fears no more. This is that. That person of the size of a thumb is like a light without smoke. Author of the past and the future, he is the same today and tomorrow. This is that. As rainwater falling on a mountain ridge runs down the rocks on all sides, so does he, who sees a difference between things, run after them distractedly on all sides. As pure water poured into pure water remains the same, so, O Gautama, is the self of a seer thinker who knows, that is one with the Supreme Self. There is a city, footnote, a metaphor for body, end of footnote, with 11 gates, footnote, the 7 openings in the face, plus the navel, the 2 below, and the one at the crown of the head. End of footnote. Belonging to the unborn, Brahman, whose thoughts are never perverse. He who approaches it grieves no more, and liberated from all bonds of ignorance, becomes free. This is that. He, Brahman, is the swan, sun, dwelling in the bright heaven. He is the Vasu, air, dwelling in the sky. He is the sacrificer, fire, dwelling in the heart. He is the guest, Soma, dwelling in the sacrificial jar. He dwells in men, in devas, in the firmament, in the cosmic order. He is born of water, of earth, of mountains, of sacrifice. He is the true and the great. He, Brahman, it is, who sends up the breath, prana, and who throws back the breath, apana. All the devas, senses, worship him, the dwarf who sits in the center. When that self, the incorporated Brahman, who dwells in the body, is torn away and freed from the body, what remains then? This is that. No mortal lives by the breath that goes up and by the breath that goes down. We live by another, in whom these two repose. Well then, O Gautama, I shall tell thee this mystery, the everlasting Brahman, and what happens to the self after reaching death. Some re-enter the womb in order to have a body as organic beings. Others go into inorganic matter, according to their work and according to their knowledge. He, the highest person, who is awake in us while we are asleep, shaping one lovely sight after another, that indeed is the radiant, that is Brahman, that alone is called the immortal. All worlds are contained in it, and nothing goes beyond. This is that. As fire, though one, after it has entered the world, becomes different according to whatever it burns, thus the one supreme self within all things becomes different according to whatever it enters and exists also without. As air, though one, after it has entered the world, becomes different according to whatever it enters, thus the one supreme self within all things becomes different, according to whatever it enters and exists also without. As the sun, the eye of the whole world, is not defiled by the external defects seen by the eyes, so is the supreme self within all beings and also without, never tainted by the happenings of the world. There is one ruler, the supreme self, within all things, who makes his one form manifold. The wise who perceive him within their self, to them belongs eternal happiness, not to others. There is one eternal thinker, thinking non-eternal thoughts, who, though one, fulfills the desires of many. The wise who perceive him within their self, to them belongs eternal peace, not to others. They perceive that highest indescribable pleasure, the supreme bliss, saying, "This is that." How then can I understand it? Has it its own light? Or does it reflect light? The sun does not shine there, nor the moon and the stars, nor these lightnings, and much less this fire. When he shines, everything shines after him. By his light, all this is lighted. There is that ancient holy fig tree, whose roots grow upward and whose branches grow downward. That indeed is called the radiant, that is called Brahman, that alone is called the immortal. All worlds are contained in it, and nothing goes beyond. This is that. Footnote. Reference to this tree is very common in ancient Vedic thought, owing to its upside-down character. The trunk and the branches below denote the phenomenal world, including the divinities, while the root of all this is above, invisible, and the world beyond. End of footnote. Whatever there is, the whole world, when gone forth from the Brahman, trembles in its breath. That Brahman is a great terror, like a drawn sword. Those who know it become immortal. From terror of Brahman, fire burns. From this terror, the sun gives heat. From this terror, Indra and air and death, as the fifth, run to perform their errands. If a man could not understand it before his body falls asunder, then he will take body again in the world of creation. As in a mirror, so may it be seen here in this body. As in a dream, so in the world of the Manas. Footnote. The world hereafter, but still entangled with enjoyment of the results of work. End of footnote. As in the water, so in the world of the Gandharvas. Footnote. The world of the distant, beautiful peoples, talented in music, dance, and other fine arts. In later mythological periods, it was treated as a land of celestial splendor and beauty. End of footnote. As in light and shade, so in the world of Brahma. Distinct from the Atman or Self are the senses, and their rise and restfulness serves their own distinctive existence and not of the Atman. Knowing thus, a wise man grieves no more. Beyond the senses is the mind. Beyond the mind is its essence, intellect. Higher than the intellect is the great self. Higher than the great, the unmanifest. Beyond the unmanifest is the person, the all-pervading, entirely free of quality and entirely imperceptible. Anyone who has known him is liberated and obtains immortality. His form is not to be seen. No one beholds him with the eye. He gets revealed by controlling the heart, the intellect, the mind. Those who know this are immortal. When the five instruments of knowledge, the five senses, stand still, together with the mind at rest, and when the intellect does not move, that is called the highest state. This, the firm holding back of the senses, is what is called yoga. Footnote. The controlling of the senses is a first step of yoga. End of footnote. He must be in a state of thoughtlessness then, for yoga is realized or it is lost. He, the Supreme Self, cannot be reached by speech, by mind, or by the eye. How can it be apprehended except by him who says, "He is"? By the words, "He is he to be apprehended?" Accepting the reality of both the invisible Brahman and the visible world as coming from Brahman. When he has been thus apprehended by the words, "He is," then his reality reveals itself. When all desires that dwell in the heart cease, then the mortal becomes immortal and obtains Brahman. When all the ties of the heart are severed here on earth, then the mortal becomes immortal. Here ends the teaching. Having received this knowledge taught by death and the rule of yoga, meditation, Nachiketa became free from passion and death and obtained Brahman. Thus it will be with anyone else also who knows thus what relates to the self. May he protect us both. Footnote denotes the teacher and pupil together. End of footnote. May he receive us both. May we acquire strength together. May our knowledge shine. May we have no ill feeling between us. Om. Peace. Peace. Hari Om.